Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Put aside your mask.
Serious discrepancies and irregularities uncovered by the audit.
It's a continuation of the insurrection.
Hamas is a terrorist group. They are at fault on this.
This is a person that definitely needs to be held accountable for war crimes.
We get it. You don't like the Jews.
He either believes in open borders, or number two, the person he's put in charge of securing the border has been day drinking again.
Hey, that sounds like a great idea. It's Friday. You hand me that bottle of Four Roses,
here
please.
You are.
Thank you so much.
It's not too early.
Appreciate
You're
it.
You're fine.
Good morning. It's Friday. Glad you're with us here this morning. And we're live on Facebook for you, odyssey.com, all that good stuff. Go back and download the podcast if you missed it yesterday. Big show, the governor and Bill Igel, and we had a bunch of people on this morning. We're going to talk again about some legislation that passed late yesterday down in Jeff City, the Second Amendment Protection Act, coming up at about 6:20 this morning. We're going to get to that for you this morning. Well, what do you think? I'm not going to say I called it because a lot of people were probably saying the same thing, but if you just get the vaccine, you can be free. And if you won't, then we're going to penalize you from now on.
How are we being penalized?
You can't go anywhere without a mask.
And how are they going to know?
That is the million-dollar question, right?
Great question.
I mean, Rand Paul said this 2 months ago, tell people they can take their masks off. But I was thinking that yesterday when the news came out, I'm like, okay, somebody that intends to get the vaccine but hasn't, if somebody asks, I'm going to say, yeah, I totally have. You know,
there's nothing you can do about it.
I mean, how are you going to check?
I don't know.
We're conditioned. We have been absolute, like Pavlov's dog, we've become conditioned to, we're rule followers. Americans are rule followers. When they walk up to a door and they see a sign that says masks required, they don't want to rock the boat. Most people put the mask on and they go in. Now, there are people that don't.
Yep,
don't
get
me wrong.
Well, and I totally think that you should. If it's a private business and they ask you to do something, it's their prerogative to tell you to wear a mask.
Because I don't have to go in there.
But you don't have to go in there if you choose not to. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Zero problem with that.
Right.
Clearly, the CDC ruled yesterday that suddenly, like overnight, like snap of the fingers, they agree with what we've been saying for months. That if the vaccine works, why would you ever need a mask again, number one? And number two, Americans have the right to choose whether they want to get a vaccine or not. And if they choose not to, they clearly have sat down, maybe while day drinking, and taking a hard look at their risks and determined that they don't think the risk of a disease that, you know, is... there's a 99.85% chance you won't die, even if you do get it, is worth the risk of not getting the vaccine. People can make those decisions. We make life or death decisions every day.
Every day.
We've been saying this for a couple of months now, but I've gone, I just went back this morning, seated at my desk in there, and I listened to various sound bites from Dr. Fauci just over the last 2 months. Forget the last year. I mean, last March when he was telling us Americans don't ever need to wear masks, to ultimately you have to wear two masks, to now you don't have to wear any masks unless you're not vaccinated.
Well, but that, see, I'm confused by that too, this whole distinguishing between the vaccinated and unvaccinated, because there's, and I'm just thinking of two sports stories I heard, because there's a blues player that was vaccinated and has a case. Mm-hmm. And there's about seven people, I believe, on this. I don't know if it's the Yankees or Mets, a New York team that I think it's coaches that have also been vaccinated that tested positive. So even if you've had the vaccine, and we still have known this, you can still get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So why does it matter if you wear a mask, whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated? We're still all kind of in the same boat. You're just reducing your risk if you've had it.
Well, I think it reduces, among other things, the severity of the illness if you get it, and dramatically reduces the chances that you're going to have any serious health impact from it, because your body's already got that, some of that immunity built up. So, you know, again,
I'm just saying it still doesn't make any sense to distinguish between the two.
I just don't think they're going to be able to tell. Like, if a business says if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear your mask, and you're walking in, it's going to be completely an honor system until they figure
out
another way to track it.
And I don't believe, like, health law wise, they can ask you.
I don't know.
Yeah,
look,
I don't
at this.
Know
look at this story in my greedy little fingers over here. FBI warns of prison time if you present a fake vaccination card. So you can tell people you're vaccinated, but how do you prove it? And if you decide to prove it by printing off one of those vaccination cards you find on the internet, you can apparently go to jail for it. So that's interesting.
Well, they're going to need to up the quality of the card to make it more ID-like then, because at this point it's just a piece of paper, right?
It's an index card.
With human handwriting on it, which could be anybody's handwriting.
Well, it's got a little sticker on it that matches whatever the dosage that you received was. And then it got the date that you received those right next to it, and then your name written on the top line. That's all there is to it.
Right.
It would be very easy for somebody to duplicate that if they chose to do it, which, again, would mean that you're afraid to just tell somebody, I'm not wearing a mask, and I haven't been vaccinated, and I'm willing to take that risk. Just got to, if you got to own it, if that's how you feel about it. And I know a lot of people that do. Mm-hmm. But other people are going to be concerned about, you know, being vaccine shamed, and they're going to try to print one of these cards up. And now they're trying to warn people that they might.
Well, and now the thing is that I've noticed is how everyone before was like posting pictures of themselves with their card or their I'm vaccinated sticker. Now people are posting pictures of their kids with their Band-Aids on their arms and their...
Oh, are they? I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah. Again, okay. Another reason why you turn off social media sometimes.
You knew. You knew it was coming. You knew it was
like,
coming.
Wow, that was fast, people.
Mm-hmm. Hey, coming up a little bit later, I mentioned the Second Amendment Protection Act. We're going to talk about that. That passed late yesterday down at the Capitol. Didn't look like it was going to. And then somehow it got legs. The Democrats had threatened to filibuster it, so I'm wondering if they didn't do a previous question move on that. We'll talk to Alex Saltzman. She was there when it happened. She's coming on in about an hour. Well, we'll get her on here. J.J. Carafano a bit later on this Israel mess, and it's getting worse instead of better. And we have United States Congress people taking the side of Hamas terrorists who hide behind Palestinian children and fire rockets. It's embarrassing. We're going to talk to Jim about that. Plus, some new insight onto the political correctness that has captured big business in this country, like Delta and Coca-Cola and these other big companies that will abandon everything in the name of being woke. And it's sad. There's a new book out on it. We're going to talk to the author of that coming up as well in the 7 o'clock hour. And our friend Chanel Rion from One America News is going to be in here about 8:35 this morning. Big show, 314 314- 941-9797.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing. If you are fully vaccinated, you can start doing the things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic. We have all longed for this moment when we can get back to some sense of normalcy.
Yes, I would agree with that last statement. You're wrong. Behind the curve here a little bit, Dr. Walensky. And here's what I'd say. You know, this morning at what, 8:30? Is that normally their time? St. Louis City and County are going to have a news conference.
11:30 today.
Oh, 11:30 mm-hmm. to issue a new joint health order. Why? So unless you are doing it for pure political drama, why not just issue a news release and move on?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Why do you have to do this this way?
So many press conferences. We don't need to hear you talk like this again. Yeah, like just send out a e-blast.
I know.
And be done with it.
Tim Fitch has been pointing this out, and other people have been pointing this out. This is about a power play by Sam Page. Now Tashara Jones is on board with him, and they're like the two-headed Hydra. They've got to come out this morning and act like some of this was their idea or that they're finally giving you permission to live again. When in fact, what they're going to come out and say is follow the CDC guideline. Well, what does that mean? I mean, Sam Page is the one that restricted youth sports when there was no reason to restrict youth sports. There's never been evidence at all, apparently, that restaurants were the problem, but Sam Page has single-handedly destroyed careers in this county with his overreach. That we know these things have happened. it's really sad. Let me get to Don here on line one. Don, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, Mark?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I call on your show from time to time, and I love listening to your show, but I've got a couple comments about conservative talk radio. And, you know, I'm an essential worker in manufacturing, and, you know, since this whole thing started over a year ago, there's more than 1,000 people where I work, and we go into work, it's pretty much unsanitary, nobody wears masks, there have been a number of people came down with COVID, and, you know, I've experienced a little bit of loss in our family and stuff, but, you know, while we were all just going to work and doing our thing, the conservative talk radio was hiding in their basement and pushing masks and everybody be safe. And I feel like conservative radio should have been saying, hey, this is a plandemic. The Democrats are using this to get rid of Trump. And, you know, it's not that it's a hoax. You know, I'm not saying that. But it's they have used it and fueled it. And everybody, even the, you know, Annie Fry and all these people I listened to on 97.1, they just fueled
it. I have to be honest with you, man. I don't know who you've been listening to. Because I have been – oh, wait now. Let me finish. Let me speak here because I'm up against a break. I have been on the – I've been hammering them on these restrictions for well over a year. I mean, I've been the voice of that, of what you just described, that it was an attempt to get this president out of office, President Trump. From day one. Am I wrong about that?
No, that's correct. And you also, after our company made you guys go home for a minute, and you were
fought to come back,
the loudest advocate for getting people back in the building.
Honestly.
The only thing I think we've all been on the same page on is, like, if a business asks you to, that's the business's business to do that.
Right.
So you have a choice.
Yeah.
You don't have to go there. Mm-hmm. That's the only where it's like, okay, well, then I'll wear a mask there. Other than that, yeah.
I'm with you. But my gripe with Paige is picking and choosing winners and losers and shutting down a health club while the hardware store next door was allowed to operate. It was garbage. He never followed the science on that stuff. And I've been on board with that from day one. 314-241-9797.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent joining us this morning. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Just trying to update people on this pipeline situation. And, you know, I've said a little earlier this morning and even yesterday, Americans need to pay attention to just how quickly things devolved into anarchy in some of these states where the fuel supply dried up in a matter of a couple of days. I mean, we all need to be aware of this because it could happen in Missouri.
Yes, it could. I've been saying for some years now that the country is vulnerable in ways that were not true when I started in politics, or I think even when I was in the Senate. And it just look back at the last year and a half. We're vulnerable to bioagents. Now, this one was not a deliberate attack. I don't want to get into that argument. It was naturally occurring, I would say, although the Chinese covered it up and lied about it. Our infrastructure, basically, you can look at the country as a number of systems, financial, transportation, communications, and they're connected in nodes that are vulnerable to attack and are hard to defend. So what we need to do in response to this is not either ignore it or panic, which is what our government has been ping-ponging in between. We need to have a higher level of vigilance going forward in all of these areas, and we need it over a sustained period of time. Now, the good news is the reservoirs of strength that we have as a country, I think, are enormous. We just need to use them, and it would be very helpful if, at least in occasions like this, we could figure out how to unite. Okay, we don't have to be united all the time. We're not going to be. We never have been. But on issues like this, we do need that. And then if we have all those things, then what will happen over time is we'll elect leaders who are better in dealing with this, because that'll be one of our priorities. So, I don't know. That was not a great radio answer. But
Well, no. You know,
it wasn't a 10-second thing, but that's basically the situation we're in. And if we're not better, consistently better over time at responding to these things, they're going to keep happening.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I had Charles Payne on from the Fox Business Network yesterday, and he points out to me that whoever hacked the Colonial Pipeline system, has a help desk. They do this to companies so frequently that they have a ransomware help desk that you can call to coordinate your payment so that they'll free up your information, right? And my point to him was, well, that's just great. Because now every terrorist that hates America is calling up the help desk to figure out how they can do the same thing, except for far different reasons. If our grid is that at risk, Joe Biden should declare a national emergency tomorrow and make sure that this is priority number one. Before any more government giveaway programs that he wants to cook up, we need to harden the infrastructure on our power grid, on our oil and petroleum grid. This is a potential looming disaster, in my opinion.
Yes, and in order to deal with these challenges, as well as the more traditional but very dangerous great power challenges we have, especially from China, and of course it's all wrapped up, it's all, you know, together, because that's part of the problem with the great power competitions. We're going to need, among other things, the strength of our financial resources. Now, this was, until a few months ago, an area where we had a clear advantage over China because they were in much greater debt than we are. That margin of safety and strength, if you will, has now been eroded. And it might have been good to stop and think about that before we shovel hundreds of billions of dollars at various domestic constituencies. In other words, part of the problem with doing what we're doing because of division and narrow political goals is you're not addressing what are the real challenges and problems that are confronting the country from a national security point of view. And there are many and varied. And listen, I'm part of this. I mean, for good or ill, I'm part of this. Some people will call it the swamp, but the national security establishment, and the kind of people who do this in and out of government and talk about it all the time. And everybody's very worried across the political spectrum because of these vulnerabilities and because we're not addressing them consistently. Now, I've done it on this program. I give the Trump administration a lot of credit. I wrote written columns about this. A lot of areas where they really moved us forward. But we need to continue that progress from administration to administration. And so far, you know, I can't say the same thing about the Biden administration. I can't.
Right.
We have these huge huge border problems. We now have this problem in the Middle East, which is not totally because of what Biden did, but in part because he's going back to this policy of reaching out to Iran and putting distance between the United States and Israel. And that tends to create instability when it coincides with other, you know, sort of coincidental factors like these issues in Jerusalem. Now you can get what we're getting in Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you see how these things are connected, and we need a sustained, consistent, but calm effort over time.
Jim, don't you worry, because the new Secretary of Energy is on top of all of this. And if you're, you know, if you got relatives down in the Carolinas somewhere who haven't been able to get gas for 3 or 4 days, Jennifer Granholm had a message for them yesterday that was pretty much the equivalent of let them eat cake.
If you drive an electric car, this would not be affecting you, clearly.
Yeah, that's the point she chose to make in the middle of this. This would be a disaster if you were down there in North Carolina and 70% of the gas stations were out of gas, couldn't get to work or any of that stuff. And the Secretary of Energy wants to take this moment to remind you, if you only drove an electric car, you wouldn't be having these problems. Wonder how that would have worked out in Texas during that ice storm.
Well, and that's the point. I mean, when I hear political leaders say something so ignorant on their own terms,
yeah. Okay,
now let's not argue about whether we ought to have electric cars or not, or mostly electric cars or not. If you have electric cars, what do they depend on? The electricity grid, which is every bit as vulnerable, in fact, probably more so and harder to protect than the pipeline grid.
Yes.
So you see how stupid that is on its own terms. Okay. If she had said, look, we look forward to an electric car future, but we have to attend to the needs and the security of the electricity grid, that would have been okay. I mean, I don't agree with the policy she's talking about in terms of electric cars necessarily, but at least that's an intelligent statement.
Right.
So
right.
What is she doing every day? I mean, this is the thing. I know she hasn't been on the job a long time, and being governor doesn't prepare you for this, which might have been a reason not to appoint her. I mean,
Thank
I get
you.
All that. But, you know, you this is the sort of thing, and see other bad actors around the world, whether they're nation states or subnational movements or criminal syndicates, and that's all wrapped up. I mean, most of them are part of all three of those things, right? Okay.
Yes.
They listen to this and they draw conclusions about us. I mean, I used to say all the time when I was in office, one of the dangers is that other countries and other peoples take our government seriously, even if we don't. In other words, they listen to these things and they say, well, they don't know what they're doing. And the truth is, they're right.
Yep.
No, and that emboldens them.
It does. Hey, before we run short on time here, I need to talk about what's going on in Israel.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a tragedy. And you've got people like Rashida Tlaib out there trying to compare the Arab-Palestinian conflict or the Israeli-Palestinian conflict with what's going on between police and people of color in this country. This is the leadership we're getting from Washington right now. This is serious, Jim. I see the Biden administration turned over hundreds of millions of dollars to the Palestinians,
right?
And it seems to have emboldened them,
right? And took the Houthis in Yemen off the terrorist list, you know, without getting anything for it. They haven't appointed an ambassador to Israel. Of course, they're trying to revive the JCPOA, which everybody knows will mean a lifting of the sanctions to Iran, which everybody knows will mean a replenishment of the stocks of Hamas and the growing stocks for Hezbollah, and then responded to this by statements which they weren't terrible, okay, but they implied an equivalence that Israel's, they said, let's both sides de-escalate, which suggests that Israel is the cause of this, which is not true. Yes, and then so then this emboldens the groups like Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which is even worse, and Hezbollah and Iran. And then we get what we get. I mean, how often do we have to make these mistakes before we stop making them?
Yes.
You're right. I mean, listen, I can't, as I said, there are local factors. You know, they had to stop worshiping at the mosque because of COVID. We have this landlord-tenant dispute in Jerusalem, and these sorts of things are always a problem. The Israeli government is in this domestic political crisis. They can't form a permanent government. All those things contribute to it. But really, they've got to get their heads out of the early 1990s. I think Hamas is doing this in part to try and make itself relevant again, because the Abraham Accords were such a brilliant stroke. There's a real danger from their point of view that nobody will care about them anymore.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to ask that question. I wonder if those accords that we struck are one reason we haven't heard the immediate outcry from some of the other Arab nations that we've heard in the past when this happened.
Yes, well, Hamas overplayed their hand. I mean, they make mistakes, too. So as long as this was about Jerusalem, it put, you know, Bahrain and the UAE and these other Muslim countries in a difficult situation. But then when Hamas did what they did and attacked, you know, civilian centers, and it's clear there's an Iranian hand in it. Because, and this was what the brilliant insight behind the Abraham Accords, that these countries that have signed these peace agreements with Israel, they are much more concerned about Iran than they are worried about Israel. And so Trump took advantage of that, you know, strategic reality to build this, you know, this peace arrangement. And that's still true.
Yes.
Okay. So again, an alignment of strategic interests is what is behind the Abraham Accords, and those endure and tend to endure even when there are local or temporary issues.
Well,
so I think we're okay, but I mean, why do we want to raise the risk or the possibility that we're not?
It's a scary situation to watch. I hope they get this figured out and the Biden administration takes the lead on it. Jim, out of time here, but thank you for your insight on this.
Okay, man. Have a good day.
Yeah, we'll talk next week. Former Senator Jim Talent there now with the Bipartisan Policy Center.
So you can't simultaneously say that the vaccine is very effective. And by the way, I see no reason to doubt that claim. It seems very effective. And yet at the same time say that once you've been vaccinated, you're very concerned that you might be infected by people around you who are not wearing masks.
Yeah, Tucker, that's true. A good point there. You know, one observation I want to make now that the federal government has come on board with the rest of us with a little bit of common sense and decided that for certainly if you've had the vaccine, you shouldn't have to wear a mask. And if you choose to potentially expose yourself to the virus, and you're not afraid of the outcome, you're free. You're a free person. What we will determine this week when people start shedding these masks is that some people look better in a mask. Can I just tell you that?
What are you trying to say?
Well, you do. I just noticed that. I've met people who I've only met when they had a mask on, and then I saw them after and I thought, should have left the mask on. I'm just saying.
That's not very
nice. It's kind of mean, but I'm just pointing it out. I'm just telling the truth. I'm a bringer of the truth here. Let me get to Susie on line two. Susie, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. I wanted to take an opportunity to tell you about the school where my daughter is a teacher's aide. It's a private school in St. Louis County, and so it has been open all year long. She's a teacher's aide for 3-, 4-, and 5-year-old children. And like a lot of schools, when all this started, they were trying to configure where they're going to put everybody so everybody's socially distanced and all this stuff. And they ended up putting these classes for these young children outside. So these children have been having school outside every day, all year long, unless the temperature is under 20 degrees.
What?
So it's amazing. They come in their mittens and their hats and their coats and their galoshes and all this stuff, and they are outside all day. The only time they go in is if it's under 20 degrees or if they have to go to the bathroom.
I know you probably don't want to name the school, but I'd be fascinated to know who's done that. Who would allow their kid to be taught outdoors when it's 25 degrees?
Well, the amazing thing is everybody loves it. The kids love it. The teachers love it.
Miserable.
The parents love it. Everybody has been absolutely on board. And the funny thing is she was saying the other day that, you know, during the school year, you always expect a certain number of kids to be sick. Nobody's sick. She said every day we have a full classroom every day and everybody loves it.
Susie, I appreciate that, and thank you for the call. That's amazing. I had no idea somebody was actually teaching outdoors, and like you know, like Denise pointed out, I'm stunned that they all enjoyed it so much. It was 25 degrees. Denise is cold in the studio here.
I wouldn't be able to focus that cold.
Sometimes with my kids. Less than 25 degrees in the studio, though.
Well, it feels like it sometimes. I would have to. That's amazing. I'd love to know what school that was, but I'm sure she doesn't want to embarrass her daughter. When we come back, we're going to talk to Alex Salzman, Missouri Firearms Coalition. Big celebration. The Second Amendment Protection Act has passed.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.